This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 5/9/2018. So good to be with you. Let me be the first to welcome you to the Power Hour Radio Show, the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour Radio Show. And I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. We have some news coming on. One of my absolute favorite guests, one of your favorite guests by your response, James McKinney, is going to be joining us. And I'm not quite sure. I wasn't able to get a hold of him before the show, so during a break or something, we'll catch up. And in about a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, we're going to have James on. A lot to talk about. Some pretty interesting things space-wise. There's a interconnectedness with Jupiter at this time. Every 13 months, there's some energy connectedness. You know how it's an electric universe. And James was one of the absolute pioneers in that concept to the consternation of Carl Sagan. Oh, I just love to harass him about Carl Sagan. I don't know why, but I do. But James was one of the first to talk about the electric universe. And there's a connection with Jupiter going on right now. What does that mean? We'll discuss that. Of course, we'll discuss the Ring of Fire. And the Ring of Fire is literally on fire. We have Hawaii going crazy, the Big Island. We have California. We have some of the other smaller islands down there in the Pacific. If you know what the Ring of Fire is, it's that whole area up into California, up into Alaska. It is active. What does that mean? We'll ask James, see what he says. And of course, we'll ask him about the Iran deal, the Trump situation. What does that mean? Just very dramatic events going on. North Korea, apparently, we're having some hostages that are being released by North Korea that are going to come home with Pompeo. That's very good news. The big story, that's the biggest story. The big side story, I mentioned it a lot yesterday. I'm going to mention it again, and I'm going to put it in this context. Last week, the Pope, you know, the Pontiff, whatever his name is, the Marxist-Leninist, who now occupies the Vatican seat, he called for the disarmament of all people. I don't know if you saw that. He called for the disarmament of all people. He made that's a political statement. That's the only way we could be safe. He earlier cut to, what is it now, what year is it, 2018? Gosh, time goes fast. So like two and a half years ago, the Catholic Church, the Pope, whatever, wrote a letter in support of the refugees that we need to give them what they want, and that Jesus basically wants us to help people and help these refugees. The Mormon Church did the same. It was a backhanded, almost direct slap. It wasn't even backhanded, it's too mild a word, slap to the Donald Trump election, his candidacy. I think one of the two sects of the Baptist Church came out and supported this also. There were some other more minor sects. The Catholics, the Mormons, the Baptists, and some minor sects. The major religions, they all came out and put a letter similar to this, saying this. That basically Trump is hateful. That's basically what the letter's saying. Trump is offending God by wanting to vet people before they come in this country. That's basically what the tenor of the letter was. Now we have the Pope that wants to disarm everybody. Okay? Okay, you're going to be political, Mr. Pope, Mormon Church, Baptist Church, what have you. It's time these churches are held accountable. Iowa, the heartland of America, Iowa, just passed in Congress, signed by their governor, a law in the state that says there will be no abortions after there is a heartbeat. Now, that varies from place to place, but baby to baby. We're talking, you know, 15, 18 weeks, usually sometimes as low as 6-7 weeks, a heartbeat. But there will be no abortions after there's a heartbeat. It's the most restrictive abortion law in America, or pro life law in America. The Planned Parenthood, of course, came out and said, well, the heartbeat is an arbitrary indicator of life. I'm not making this up. That's really what they said. It's an arbitrary indicator of life. A heartbeat. Yeah, it did. I'm serious. Arbitrary. Oh, boy. Anyway, getting back to the point. Iowa has now come out. The tide has turned. We get stuck in this kind of defeatist attitude sometimes. I mean, and there's so many things that are overwhelming us and that bother us. And the more we find out about them, of course, they overwhelm us. I understand that. And I try to mitigate that on this show. But I don't want to not tell you the truth at the same time. The point I'm getting at, I'm rambling now, but the point I'm getting at is this is a major turn in the country. The popular opinion. Popular opinion is not for abortion in America anymore. So you see how things have turned in this country? And how, remember the law of 10%, once you have an idea and it inevitably becomes the majority opinion? You remember, I've been preaching this. I've been begging you to pass out the Second Amendment sheets, vaccine sheets, the Bill of Rights. I've been begging you. We're going to get a new one. We're probably going to do one about this abortion, about the Catholics and stuff that they want to disarm you, but they won't support Iowa. In America in the 60s, you heard, I don't know if it was in school, but you certainly heard from scientists, doctors, whatever, that, oh, it's not a baby, it's just a glob of cells, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Well, science, as they began to take pictures and turn this completely on its head, and they say, oh, it is a baby. And then to top it all off, you have babies that were aborted, which actually lived in the dumpster. When the dumpster, somebody found it, and then they lived. They were aborted and lived. And that sentiment, that idea, spread like wildfire in this country. Wildfire. It's to the point now that the voices of the socialists who think that life doesn't begin a heartbeat, who thinks that, you can abort, free sex, free whatever, these voices are getting drowned out by public opinion. And because the idea and the people who were firm and the churches who were screaming about this, the churches who were adamant about this and teaching this, this is such a lesson and such an encouragement. You know, I often talk about what happened in 1770. Well, let's talk about what happened in 1970s. Let's talk about that, about abortions. 1980s, you saw many pastors and stuff marching about this, preaching about this, the sentiment getting out and getting out to young people and how destructive it is and what they did and how that turned with the churches. The sad part is now the major religions who, I guess they're claiming they don't want to be political. I guess that's, what other claim can they make? Because I know the Catholic Church on their doctrine is against abortions. The Mormon Church also. The Baptists are also. I don't know some of the other churches, or I don't know all their doctrines, what have you. But, so where are you? Where are you? Here's, this whole tide is turning. The religious fervor, do you see how important the religious fervor becomes? And the churches and the message that they bring and the influence they have and how dangerous it is if they're quiet, if they're socialist, if they're sit on their hands, what have you. See how dangerous it is? And see how empowering, liberating, magnifying they can be with the right message and how quickly, I mean quickly, this thing can turn and certain ideas can turn if the churches will get involved. My call, my sentiment, my demand is today, where is the Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, the Baptist Church, and any of these churches who wanted to sign a letter being political about these refugees now that a state has actually, by the grace of God, thank God that they have pushed abortion back almost to extinction in the state of Iowa. Thank God. Dear Lord, how long have we prayed for such a thing? And where are the churches, the men of God, quote unquote, supposedly, that this miracle has now happened and this tide has completely turned? Now, why is this even more important? Well, because do you think Planned Parenthood and ACLU is just going to let this go and let this unchecked? I mean, there is some demonic thing that is driving this abortion, this whole industry. I mean, have you seen the interviews with some of these people and they selling the parts and driving the Ferraris? And I mean, look, I feel for women who are put in a position or get themselves in a position where they feel that that's their only option. Look, I feel for them. I'm sorry for them. I wish them help. I wish that they get all the options. I wish they can see what they can really do for their baby. But if the churches refuse to stand up now, I mean, can you support a church who refuses to get political now on this issue? You know, they'll call for your disarmament. But now that abortion's being turned back in Iowa, they need our support. Anyway, the point being, ACLU, Planned Parenthood, you know George Soros, you know all the usual suspects, are going to come out against this like dragons. Because they're demons. And so that's this is a big part of their you know, if you want to get esoteric, the blood sacrifices, the satanic, the in the food we eat, the aborted fetuses in the food we eat, they're feeding it to us and lowering our energy, our aura fields, it's very in-depth. A big part of this is to get us, they have no power over us, the socialists, these controllers. I've told you that over and over and over and over again. They need your will. That's why they keep trying to get it. It's like, well, why can't they just do the plan? Well, believe me. If they thought they could just do their plan, they would do it. You think they want to need you? They need you. This will not be done to you. Nothing will be done to you without your consent, without your at least psychic consent, in a way. And that's liberating and scary as heck all at the same time. But that's where we are. See, the world operates... I didn't really want to get into this, but I'll go ahead. And I got some bunch of news stories here. But this is so crucial, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just trying to weave this so you understand the law of 10% and how things can turn and what your voice means and the churches and their roles. That's why Pastor Nicholas Wright, my God, thank God for you and printing the Bill of Rights and passing it out to your parish. That is the most exhilarating thing that has ever happened on this show to me, for me, personally, whatever, because I know how powerful it is. Rorschach test? I can't even pronounce it. You know the test the psychologists give you? Here, look at this picture. What do you see? And then so it's like, well, the world out there is showing you, you think it's a picture of a dog or a naked lady or what have you. Really what the test is showing is what's inside you. What are you transferring? What are you reflecting into the world? The power is in you. Your mind, your will, your imagination has been given to you by divinity. Your right to use it, express it, is guaranteed by the Declaration of Independence and the universe. Stay tuned. We've got some news. And then James McCanny, so good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, wherever and whenever you are listening. We're glad that you are. Thanks for joining us. It's all about the truth. Buy from the good guys. You know the slogans, the sayings, the commitments that we've made. Going over the news, and then James McKinney is going to come on here pretty soon. Some interesting topics. U.S. deportations to Mexico rise to start the year. That's out of the AP. Saudis, here's the danger if... just not looking at all the he said, she said, Dita, whatever. Here's the danger, I think, about Iran with a nuclear bomb. Saudis to seek nuclear weapon if Iran resumes its nuclear program. So they're like, if Iran's going to have a bomb, then we're going to have a bomb. And why wouldn't they think that? Then we have Iran to face, Sputnik, Iran to face, quote, very severe consequences if it restarts the nuclear program. That's Trump. Don't you think that Israel's just itching to send some bombs over there and some planes? Three Americans, of course, we mentioned earlier, three Americans freed in North Korea returning to the United States with Pompeo. Mike Pompeo will be coming home. And supposedly with three Americans who were hostages. Very good news. Trump threatens to remove news network's press credentials over negative coverage. The Hill. Trump threatens to remove the press credentials over this kind of coverage, suggesting taking away news network's press credentials. Quote, the fake news is working overtime, he says. Just reported that, despite the tremendous success we're having with the economy and all things else, 91% of the network news about me is negative. That's what Trump wrote. I mean, he's got a point, whether you like him or don't. I mean, there's a heck of a lot of positive things that they could be talking about, and so 91% of it is negative? I mean, it could be 60%. I mean, 50. Can it be 50-50? I mean, there are a lot of good things that they could find to talk about. But they're not. Contra Costa County is among 30 California counties suing pharmaceutical manufacturers and distributors for their role in creating a widespread opioid epidemic. Where is this going to lead? I don't know, but counties are getting fed up for it. This is a real problem. You know, parents, please be the biggest influencer in your children's lives, and please tell them about this. Drugs are a losing activity. And if you're you young people who are listening, please, for the love of God, don't mortgage your future. Don't. You have no idea what the future can bring and that road that you're going down. I mean, history tells us, experience tells us, just go look at the streets of Baltimore. Go look at streets anywhere, United States. And it's not just Skid Row. It's Main Street USA now. So please take heed and take wisdom. You know, use some judgment here, will you please? You young people and older people, please. Big donors form new alliance to seize House from Republicans. What else is new? $10 million war chest to key battleground states to try to take control of Congress from the Republicans. House GOP members force Ryan's hand on the immigration vote. They are looking for some immigration vote on these I don't think it's the DACA people. It's some of these undocumented immigrants. What are we going to do about them? CIA nominee Haspel vows spy agency will not reinstate torture. Of course, Gina Haspel is she's one of the poster children of torture. Why am I laughing? It's not funny. You know, it's like Clapper saying, spy? No, we spy? What? Spy on American people? What do you, like Elmer Fudd. Silly Wabbit. Haspel, this is out of AFP. Donald Trump's nominee to lead the CIA vowed this morning, that the spy agency will not engage in torture of detainees under her watch, even if ordered by the president. Unlike before, when she just took it as a hobby, facing opposition over her role at secret CIA prisons in Thailand, where al-Qaeda detainees were waterboarded, Haspel made clear she would not support such activity in the future. Okay. Well, here's a campaign slogan. Nancy Pelosi promises to raise taxes if Dems take over in midterm elections. I told you about Greece yesterday. If you didn't listen to the first hour of the broadcast yesterday, to end the last segment of the first hour yesterday, the 8th of 5-8, you'll find out what's going on in Greece and parts of the EU and about raising taxes, about socialism, and about social justice, and about austerity and what that means. Yeah, just listen to that and see if Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she should be, you know, run out of town on a rail. Anybody who claims these things. Vladimir Putin, this is a red flag statement that he's made out of Sputnik. Russia needs to get rid of, quote, the dollar burden in oil trade. Yeah, I would too if I was them. Why do they need that burden exactly? But it's not good for the good old U.S. of A. Not at all. Why Wall Street climbs on oil rally after U.S. exits Iran deal. California red tide is glowing blue at night. You know, you seen that algae or whatever it is in the surf? Well, now it's blue at night. Creepy. Stay tuned. A little more news. And then James McKinney. Power Hour. BellPowerHour.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The Power Hour is here, and we're on the Power Hour to be with you. To me personally, I hope to you also. We're together. I love it. It's a really special day when we get to have guests like James McKinney. James McKinney is going to join us here in a second. I'd like to encourage you, before we get to him, to go to thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, and buy from the good guys. There's so many products. Dr. Abel's Eye Complex CS. If you have anything like at night you can't see as well, or if when the room is dark or something, you notice your eyes are having a little trouble, if you spend a lot of time on the computer, try a bottle of this Eye Complex, and then just watch over the week or two or three, and see if your vision at night, if you don't have, you know those bursts when you're looking at headlights, see if that's a little less. I mean, that's what it does for me. And my eyes don't feel tired. I spend way too much time on the computer. And so it really helps me. We also have a lot of other products, special things. You know, while I was gone, Catherine basically put all kind of things on sale. So give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, the man is always on sale. This, with all the war talk, people like, it gets them so that they want to stock up. You know, the people don't wait till calm times to do things. They wait till Iran might have a nuclear bomb. Then they feel an urgency. So if you feel so inclined, the man is on sale. The best food storage out there, we're proud to bring it to you, and it supports us. So thank you so much. 877-817-9829. Our sponsors, of course, you can go to thepowerhour.com, see our sponsors, and thepowermall.com. Check those out. Please support them. They deserve and need your support, as we do also. Buy from the good guys, just as Joyce always used to implore you. Thank you. Getting to James. James needs very little introduction, especially on this broadcast. He is a two-discipline professor at Cornell University. I mean, how many people can say that? He is into Tier 1 science and knows all too well about Tier 2 and Tier 3 that's being pawned off as real truth. He's one of the first to pioneer the idea of electrical universe. And what that means, we'll get into that. And just knows just such a wide variety about everything. And we'll get into probably a little bit of everything here. JMCCSCI is his website. I've been begging him for 2 years now to get a easier to pronounce website. But either way, without further ado, James McKinney, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Good to be here today.
Yes, very good. You have, no joke, a big story that many things, of course, the Iran deal, what have you. You got something going on with Jupiter in the stratosphere there, in the space. But you have something going on right here on America that is very disturbing and very important and exclusive. So go ahead and start there.
Yeah, Daniel, this is going to take a little bit of time to explain, but as you know, and a lot of the fans, I travel a lot. I have contacts in many foreign countries. I speak Spanish fluently. I taught in Latin American countries in university level. And I followed politics. I know the people. I know the rich people. I know the poorest people and everybody in between, and the Latin culture and how they've been treated by the United States over the years. But this story is huge. And first, I want to preface this by saying that right now, there's an election going on in Colombia, South America. It's a presidential election, and it's very heated because there's a candidate that started out, he's from the populace. He used to be the governor or the mayor of Bogota. And so anyway, he decided to run for president, independent party. And they would not run his ads. They canceled his bank accounts because Colombia is run by like three families. It has been for the past 50 years. And there's been a revolution here going on for the past 50 years. And there's a group called FARC who signed a peace agreement that was basically started by Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez in Venezuela many years ago, and finally came to fruition about a year ago. So the FARC, which is the revolutionary group that basically protected the people in the small towns against the paramilitary groups of the government, laid down their arms. And so this is one of the pieces of the puzzle. But a man named Gustavo Petro is running for president, and they wouldn't run his ads. They canceled his bank account. So he went out into the public and started touring. That was his way of contacting people because the traditional methods of TV and radio wouldn't work. And he started drawing crowds, big crowds, 40, 50,000 people in these little communities. You know, the people just flooded in. And it looks like this guy has, you know, a chance of toppling the old guard that has been basically in power for all of these years. But at any rate, okay, so that's one part of the story. The election is the end of May, and much to the chagrin of the people in power. And so, you know, everything goes on here, cheating, vote fixing, paying people off, having dead people vote, everything that, you know, we see in the United States is multiply that by two or three here. Anyway, the other day, the Fiscalia, which is like the fiscal, the fiscal department of the Colombia, was following this guy, and they thought he was up to some kind of business transaction or something illegal. He was in the country illegally, and they were tapping his phone, and it turns out he was on the verge of going into a restaurant in Bogota to kill 29 people and have a mass shooting, and many of these were Americans. And the idea was to blame it on the FARC and Gustavo Petro 10 days before the election. And they caught him. They apprehended him just before he did this. Now, he's with a group of people in Colombia, but he was sponsored by the CIA. Okay, so this, anyway, I can go on for quite a while here. But this is a breaking story in South America right now. And anyway, I'll let you interject here a little bit, Daniel. But this is the story, and this is huge.
The obvious question, other than the CIA involved, South America, Colombia, Venezuela, we have seen, complete instability there with their currency. Argentina, 40% interest rates on loans this past weekend, 40%. I mean, how would you like to make that mortgage payment? Now, Colombia, the instability there. Is this instability across that whole area, are they connected at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Ecuador is another country. If we see the countries in Latin America that have fallen, so to speak, away from the banker world, the European banker world, Ecuador, Bolivia, Brazil, which was part of the BRICS. Remember the BRICS nations? It was Brazil, Russia, yes. India, China, and Spain. And B in there was Brazil. And during the Summer Olympics here about a year ago, the CIA staged a coup, arrested the president, who was duly elected, threw him in prison, and replaced him with their replacement. And so there's, in the background, there's this underlying, CIA involvement in these governments. And this current one is incredible. Now, the other thing about this guy that they interviewed, there was an exclusive interview that occurred. He's in prison right now here in Colombia. And he was interviewed by Vicky DeVille, who is a popular radio talk show host here, an attorney. And when you listen to everything, this guy is clearly lying. And he's a United States citizen. He was originally born in Havana, left Havana. And if you know anything about Cuba, once you leave, you can't come back. So he was radicalized, and he's also associated with ISIS. He was training in ISIS, so they have a team of ISIS terrorists in Colombia right now, most of them still on the loose, and they have a stash of arms, they have C4, and all of this information was gathered, this intel on this guy, because they had his telephone, they had email, and they have other contacts, with him contacting other groups in Miami, and then the CIA in the United States.
Now, this information you're getting, this is coming from Vicky DeVille, it's coming from your contacts in Colombia, a combination of them. How, this sounds just like Lee Harvey Oswald almost.
Except this guy is, Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy, But the CIA, a good example is the CIA uses these very low-level, basically street people. Now, this guy in the interview claims that he's an American citizen. He lives in the U.S. His family is in the U.S. He has kids in the U.S. And when they found him, apparently he had, like, credit cards and other financial capability.
There's the music. There's the break. This is a big story, James. Yes. Well, I meant like Lee Harvey, kind of the way he went to Cuba, went to Russia, traveling all over the place, doing God knows what. I mean, we'll be back. We'll dig more into this. This is big. James McKinney, The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're here with James McCanny and a developing, very important story. And you're not going to hear this. I haven't heard it anywhere to this extent that James is describing. His contacts, the people he knows. I mean, he doesn't just know space. He knows what's going on here on the Earth. James, during the break, I did a little research on Gustavo Petro. A little more. It looks like he was a part of the militant group, the M19. He rose to power, like you said, was mayor of Bogota. What threat is he to the power establishment? I mean, obviously, Colombia is a big link to the drug trade. We know about MENA, Arkansas, and all that centers around Colombia. Is he threatening that system, or what threat is he that CIA is now trying to make him look bad?
He's running on the platform that he's going to arrest the people that are currently in power, put them in prison, and get all the money back that they've stolen over the last 50 years. And it's basically three families that are extended, of course. That's one of the things, but he's also a candidate of the people. He came out of the people, and if you know anything about the populace, if you look at leaders, the one thing that the bankers fear most are leaders that come out of the populace, and that's what he is. He's not a rank-and-file family member of the banker families. And, I mean, in Colombia, you're dealing with a Marcos type of government situation where 60% of the budget goes into military. And there's no need for it. There's no war going on here. The only war was with the people, and that's over with now. And so the effort of this guy to kill people, including American citizens, and then blame it on the FARC would bring the whole thing back. It would be like, okay, this truce isn't going to work. We need military, and, of course, all of the money that goes with that. And Petro wants to get rid of the military. He says, no, we got to spend this money on education, on hospitals, on the benefit of the people. And even Trump said Colombia is the most corrupt country in the world. This is Trump's assessment of this country, which it is. It's just a cesspool. And then, you know, the young people have no possibility for employment. And it's absolutely horrendous, the conditions in this country. And, of course, as most of Latin America is like that because of the bankers. I followed the story in Ecuador last year, major election where the populist president was newly elected and beat the banker candidate by a landslide. And that's what's going on in these countries. The people are just trying to get their countries back from rules that were put in there in Ecuador 20 years ago. The president was killed in an airplane crash with his family, and it turns out the CIA orchestrated that air crash. It's now on the records. Ecuador demanded the files be opened from the CIA. The CIA killed a president in Ecuador and then put in their leader who basically ran that country into the ground for 20 years. You know, and that's what's going on in Colombia. And, of course, Colombia is the heart of the drug trade. You were mentioning MENA, Arkansas, and then Texas, Waco, is where they moved to after Bill Clinton moved to Washington to become president. The Waco deal, which was under his watchful eye, moved to Waco, Texas, and that's what that was all about. The CIA moving their drug trafficking into Waco. So anyway, this is all very connected, and this is all deep state stuff. This is, we just had John Kerry going to Iran, trying to negotiate some kind of backdoor deal with Iran, totally shadow government type of thing. So these people are very active in the world and in Latin America because Venezuela has certainly internal problems, but they're under an embargo. They can't get toilet paper or aspirin. You know, how do you run a country with no foreign trade? Going on in Venezuela.
Let me interject a question here because this is straight up. You know, they just made what's the movie with Tom Cruise made in America? They just made that
American
movie,
Made. Yeah,
American Made or whatever it was. Yes, which details is very interesting. If you'd like to check that out, I mean, they mentioned Bill Clinton and it's pretty crazy. How important is the drug trade to the deep state's hold? I mean, is this where they're getting most of their funding? How important is it?
Oh, it's their source of funding. It has been for a long time. The poppy
trade
from Afghanistan. What's that?
It's the biggest source of their funding. It's the keystone of their power, basically,
right,
is what you're telling
me. Right. And the CIA has a venture capital arm. It's called InQtel, in which they now own something like 600 companies, not the least of which is Google, you know. And where does the CIA get the money to fund 600 high-tech companies all involved in remote viewing and, well, I mean, remote sensing? It's like, you know, like cameras and drones and intertelecommunication spying. That's what these companies do, and they fund it through, they launder their drug money. And so this is what Trump is trying to shut down, and he's made progress in this. But it's a deep state. They've simply gone farther underneath, because they used to be able to operate almost in the open because of the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bushes. Those families that ran the United States government. That's why one big reason they don't want Trump there, and that's why they're harassing him to no end, because their gig is up. You know, he's not allowing this kind of operation to go on, but they have gone underground. And this guy here getting caught, he was supposed to be instrumental in a group that would overthrow and overturn the presidential election in a South American country.
Let me ask you about Gustavo Petro. How is he still alive? I mean, is the next thing they're just going to kill him? Or is it, you know, kind of like Trump? We see Trump. Why have they killed Trump? Is it harder to kill people than it used to be?
Well, I can't say that, but or what protection he might have. I don't know that. But I can tell you that if somebody tried that in a crowd where he's in the public, they would rip him to shreds. I mean, the people have had it. The people here, I suspect Colombia has a runoff type of election system where they have five candidates. And if any candidate gets over 50%, then he's president. If it's less than 50%, then they take the top two and run them off like at a later date. And they think that Petro is going to pull this out in the first run.
So it's a bit safer for the deep state to discredit him than kill him. And so discrediting let's get it on the other side. We got the music. We'll get it on the other side. This is very fascinating, James. Very fascinating. James McKinney, JMCCSCI.com is his website. This is the Power Hour. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.